I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Wrestling Podcast post show, where Ro and I will get to talk to you about the stuff that we didn't get to make time for on the live stream. And for this week, pag-uusapan natin yung NXT, the fallout on their side of things coming out of the WWE draft, as well as what's next for Giovanni Vinci. So let's start with NXT first. And the headline here is the return of who the commentators are calling the greatest North American champion in Wesley. So he's back, he's cleared. And balik na naman siya sa underdog story niya, because now Wesley is gonna go up against a man twice his size in Oba Femi.
Hindi ko gets yung the greatest North American champion ever. Like, that's a strange billing. That kind of sets him up. I mean, he's good, pero I don't know. That was weird. I don't know if whose idea that was. But glad to see he's back. He's really exciting. I think by being the guy who stayed from WSK, diba? MSK pala, sorry.
Yeah.
MSK. Mas angat pa rin siya kaysa sa old Rascals running mates niya. So, he's still pretty good. I hope that he can keep himself healthy. I hope that nothing bad happens to him. And I am looking forward to seeing him wrestle again.
Feeling ko siya yung tinatawag nilang greatest champion kasi siya yung may single longest reign.
Sure, I suppose, but still, I don't know. I guess we did that for Roman Reigns, so I guess yeah. That makes sense.
Probably. In terms of Reigns, the all-time leaders, apparently Johnny Gargano with 3. But I forget.
Mas maniniwala pa ako na ano, na mas magaling si Johnny Gargano. Kasi he is still an NXT champion, diba? He still has that pedigree.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna rank, diba, yung greatest NXT superstar, I think it's Johnny at this point, given everything he's done for NXT and how long he was actually there. But
and yeah, how big he really is as a superstar within the context of NXT.
Oh, diba? Like the heart and soul of NXT for the longest time really has been Johnny, even though you say na, you know, Finn did a lot of great stuff there, Sammy and Seth did a lot of great stuff there. And but it's really Johnny Gargano.
Mm.
So yeah. So congrats to Wesley for coming back. Hopefully health will be on his side this time around and he can get a run that can propel him to the main roster. Kasi there is a spot for Wesley on the main roster. It's just really a matter of timing and circumstance, I think. Switching over to the women, Fallon Henley has turned heel. And medyo weird to. Kasi one, it was like an accidental... bump from Andre Chase, kaya natumba rin tong si Fallon Henley, when in the context of the match between Thea Hale and JC Jane, Fallon Henley was actually trying to help Thea Hale. And two, it seems like Thea Hale has become the Rey Mysterio of NXT, because all of her friends are turning on her, from JC and now Fallon. Like, who's next? Riley Osborne?
Yeah. Obviously, they were doing it kasi ito yung ano, bagong development, bagong yugto sa never-ending story ni ng Chase Yu and Thea Hale specifically. She is the protagonist.
Wala nang heels eh. Blair's gone, yeah. Diba? Kiana's gone.
She is the main character of Chase Yu. No, I think we can all say that now.
See Thea?
Yeah. She is the main character. Because everything that Chase Yu does is
rooted in her.
No. It's an effort into developing her. Like Duke Hudson is developed. Riley Osborne is good. Andre Chase is the mentor here. So everything is serving her as in her growth as a professional wrestler. So yeah, clearly it was a way to tell the story. Na yun nga, as you said, tawag doon, she is, I guess, for lack of a better term, the Rey Mysterio, the underdog of NXT, na, because she is good and bata siya. She is naive, I guess. People are turning on her, and this one was just weird. It was just hindi siya. Parang hindi siya pinag-isipin ng ayos. This is, oh yeah, let's turn Fallon Henley, who nobody wants to see turn in the first place because she does well as a face character. And let's turn on her after Andre Chase bumps into her in the celebration, after she sacrifices herself to stop Jasmine from attacking Thea Hale during the match and causing the DQ, diba? So where is the logic in all of that? Like, yes, people are irrational. Yes, behavior is irrational. But this is wrestling. We're telling a story. Let's make it make sense. I'm sure that we're going to make it make sense next week. But for now, in the chapter that we are left with, it does not make sense.
So I was on Wrestling Reddit right after NXT. And semi-big mistake, because now all I see are people saying that Fallon Henley is now so much hotter now that she's heel.
Yeah. Diba? So I guess that's that. I suppose they needed heels.
Yeah. And, you know, now yung mga wrestling pervs or wrestling fan pervs are extra turned on because they want to see another dominant female character in the vein of Rhea Ripley, I guess. Sticking with the women here, Ariana Grace, getting some praise from you, Ro, dito sa outline natin because you appreciate her acting on NXT.
Yeah. You know how we say that a lot of acting on NXT is porn acting, porn quality acting, na alam mong cheesy, alam mong they're putting on an act, they're trying to act. It's like, as Freddie Prinze Jr. says, it's like community theater or high school theater or whatever have you. I feel like Ariana Grace is her character. Parang napaka-effortless niyang umacting. Yeah. The whole, I guess because she is a legit beauty queen outside before wrestling. So may training talaga siya ng ganun. But everything feels natural to her. And yes, it's over the top, but I also don't get the sense na she's forcing it to be over the top, you know? It feels so natural. And parang angat na angat yung acting niya kasi sa ibang tao.
What I like about yung character ni Ariana Grace and what she brings to the fabric of NXT storytelling is she clearly stands out so much so na parang meron siyang sariling mundo. So when she and Gigi Dolin were doing their little vignettes, yung nasa labas sila, and Ariana Grace was training Gigi on how to be a woman, how to present herself, it's like they were very much isolated from the rest of NXT. And then bigla na lang they get integrated into everyone else's stories by narrating what matches are happening for night two of spring break. And then we get the qualifiers for the new Women's North American Championship. And all of a sudden, they're part of the story, or at least Ariana Grace is part of the story. So, diba, alam mo yung napaka disjointed niya from the rest of the stories. And biglang boom, she's in there. And now that she's in here, you can really see how she stands out because she's just so different. And the way that she carries herself is very dissimilar from everyone else.
Diba? So I know a lot of people don't quite enjoy NXT acting as much as I do, but it's, I don't know, it's one of those things that I look forward to kasi na siya yung nagdadala ng interactions na with Georgina. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I love it when she calls her Georgina. I think it's really, it's in the genes. Yung pamilya nila, diba? They're really born to entertain. I mean, we know what Santino brought, and clearly he has passed that on to Ariana Grace.
That's really good. I think she's making her own name out there.
Mm. Is this one of those times that you are fine with her not carrying the Marella name?
Yeah, I never had a problem with her not being a Marella, right? Like a lot of the second generation talent don't want to be tethered to yung last names ng magulang nila. Like obviously that's why Charlie Dempsey is not a Regal or not even a Matthews, right? Yeah. Which is their shoot last name. Mm. Si Cody lang naman ang may
gusto maging Randy Rosa. Orton.
But that's his real name.
Right.
And
Cody
and Bob Orton
also his real name.
But Bob Orton isn't like a big deal.
I mean, he main evented the first WrestleMania, did
he? Sure, not? I guess. But, you know, other than that, yes, he's a Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer in WWE, but he's no main eventer ng panahon. Like, legit main eventer ng panahon niya.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say, and this is no disrespect to Santino, it's not to say that he was on the same level of popularity and stardom as John Cena and Randy Orton in their
Oh, but Santino's an icon.
Yeah, yeah. He is. I guess weird rin if Ariana Grace had to carry the Marella name and have this gimmick about
if Ariana Grace had to be a Marella, that means she had to do the whole Italian thing that Santino is still doing on TNA. And I don't think I would want a female version of Santino na hindi si Santina. Diba? So, okay na to. Ariana Grace made the whole beauty pageant, beauty queen thing work, which is from her own experience. Diba?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's a new gimmick either. We've seen other beauty queens in wrestling in the past, but I think Ariana Grace is the one who stands out immediately. And it's not just recency bias. Like, she's doing something unique here that I personally appreciate.
Mm, that's true.
Hey, it's Nikki Porter, and I'd like to invite you to catch the episodes of Nuggets of Nikki, a podcast where I share bite-sized insights as a relationship coach, because in case you haven't noticed, healthy relationships these days seem very hard to come by. Everyone seems to be dealing with their own ish, right? They don't want to commit when they deep down want a relationship. They want to connect with their partner, but they ignore them instead. They know that something's bothering them, but they don't tell their partner, so they resent them over time. You know, the usual stuff. So how do we navigate through all of that, especially if you want a relationship that lasts? Well, as cliche as it sounds, it really, honest to God, begins with you. Through each episode, we'll work through all the different variables at play that might be keeping you from becoming an empathic partner by first figuring out how you can be a worthy partner for yourself. If this sounds like your type of podcast, be sure to give Nuggets of Nikki a follow. Then let's get to it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, we mentioned this just now. There is a tournament set for qualifiers for a ladder match to determine the Women's North American Champion, the inaugural one. And I like the symmetry here. Na sinabi ni Ava na when the North American Championship was established for the men, nag-ladder match sila, and it was famously a 5-star match involving sina Adam Cole, Lars Sullivan, I believe Ricochet was in there, Velveteen Dream, EC3, and there's another name I'm missing right now. Maybe Gargano, I don't remember. But yeah, we've got a ladder match now for the Women's North American Championship.
Yeah, I like there's going to be a combine. That's an interesting way to set up yung contenders. Like, that's never been done before. So I'm looking forward to what the combine entails. Like, I like it because it actually measures yung contenders by their physical attributes. By that, I mean yung skills nila, diba? Yeah. Their physical skills. So that's interesting. That's creative.
Mm-hmm. Ito pala, let me correct myself. So I got everyone right except Gargano. He wasn't in the ladder match. It was Killian Dane. It was Adam Cole, EC3, Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, Ricochet, and Velveteen Dream had that 5-star ladder match. So I'm interested to see kung sino ilalagay nila dito sa ladder match na to. But just looking at the pool of the women in NXT right now, who stands out to you as the front runner to be the inaugural North American champion?
Sino din pool? Wait.
I guess everyone outside of Roxanne. And
oh, yeah,
LC,
yeah, yeah. Kasi, no, we would need to know who the contenders are. Legit. But
we don't know right now.
No. I know. I have a guess. It's going to be Sol Ruka. Either Sol Ruka or Lola Vice. Yun yung picks ko.
I think those are fair picks. Yeah. Si Sol Ruka was, I think, on a trajectory to like head up and then kung, lang nung na-injure siya.
Kung physical ang batayan, Sol Ruka's going to be in there kasi she's an insane athlete.
Right, right. How about Nikita Lyons if she were to return in time?
I don't know. She's still injured, and I know she tore a ligament.
Hmm. If Blair Davenport wasn't drafted to the main roster, I would have put money
on
Blair. Right. Okay. Last thing on NXT, and this is something that Chino wanted to talk about. Kaso wala siya tonight. Lash Legend came out during Trick Williams' championship celebration, and then they teased ulit yung parang sexual tension nila, which I don't know about you, man. I actually enjoyed
it. It was funny. Lash and Trick. Chemistry so that I wouldn't be surprised if they were a legit couple backstage.
Yeah, and you know, they're two really attractive people with, you know, the sexual tension on cam. And then Lash brings out this envelope. And I'm not sure if this is connected to the metaphor or kung like parang inasalo pala paternity results or like whatever. What do you think is in that envelope and where do you think this is leading to?
I don't know. I have that the paternity thing is a good idea. I don't know. I don't know.
Sobra out of nowhere nun though.
I think yung story beat about Trick's mom fighting cancer in the hospital, I think that's not nothing, you know. So I don't know. I don't know what could be in the envelope. Obviously it's not going to be a Nisha, you know, lawsuit papers. You say that would have been served already if for the case.
With
if
the help of Luca Crispino.
So
paternity test. If it were a paternity test, wouldn't that be low key racist? Even if Flash is also black.
No, I mean, I don't know. Just because, you know, the stereotype of them not being good fathers, I don't know.
No, the stereotype of black guys impregnating multiple women.
You can say that for white guys too. I don't know. I don't think it's racist. The stereotype,
like,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Parang like a Jerry Springer type of thing.
I don't think they would do that. I'm not sure. I don't know. Malimo estafa pala. Nothing
lang. Yeah, but this envelope had me asking some questions yesterday nung pinapanood ko siya. So I think it's worth speculating on. I mean, obviously,
hindi ko alam bakit nina nilabas yung laman.
Maybe it's one of those cases where I know you know what this is and I know you don't want me to reveal.
But he didn't seem too worried about it though.
That's also true. Sobrang chill ni Trick kanina kahapon eh.
So I don't know. I can't imagine what it could be.
Yeah. That's something worth tuning into. But not gonna lie, I was rooting for it to lead to Noam Dar being the next number one contender.
Like, baka nga yun. Baka yun yung ano. Naman ng envelope. Si Noam Dar pala yung ano. Next contender niya. But obviously it is because they had the metaphor thing. I thought that was the case. Now when Lash said na it's all gonna come crumbling down, dahil si Noam Dar yung susunod challenger.
Right. Yeah. I don't know where this leaves Oro Mensah because he's still in the picture and they're also teasing some sort of dissension, diba, within metaphor, at least with regard to Oro and Noam Dar.
I guess.
So that's another faction that may potential inner disputes. Speaking of factions that imploded, Imperium lost Giovanni Vinci last week after Ludwig Kaiser kicked him out of the group. presumably under orders from the Ring General. And now with Giovanni Vinci being out of the group, he's on SmackDown. And what's next for Vinci? Because I'd like to think that they were doing well naman with this three-man group, even though si Vinci siya yung parang knucklehead of the group, the way that they portrayed him to be.
I don't know if you guys remember yung Cruiserweight Classic 8 years ago. Jesus Christ, 8 years ago.
Remember, that was your goal?
Yeah. And that they didn't do another one. Thanks, Vince. 8 years ago, tapos, they really pushed, what was his name before? Fabian Aichner. As a legit cruiserweight Cesaro. I'll say he was a strong man. He was acrobatic. He was high flyer. And bald and Italian, so
and
which is a European, diba? So I have a feeling they could be going back to that. May ituro naman siya. And they were planning a singles run for him before they got called up, before Kaiser called him up to Imperium on the main roster, diba?
Yeah.
So I think they are resuming that. I think they're resuming that experiment, that project, if you will. Because I think he has what it takes to break out and be the next Cesaro. I'll say it. I think despite the low-hanging comparison, feeling ko pwede siya maging susunod na Cesaro. And people will compare it. And, you know, people will probably say, oh, but you're not Cesaro. But he's pretty good. And I suppose SmackDown still needs mid-card guys. If he plays his cards right, he can be that guy. I don't know what it's going to take, but I think it's worth trying. He's really good. He was one of the guys I really enjoyed discovering noong Cruiserweight Classic.
I'm going to echo that because 8 years ago when the Cruiserweight Classic happened, sobrang tumatak sa akin yung branding ni Fabian Aichner as the guy who moved like a cruiserweight but hit like a heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's one of those things that you just remember. And I was pretty happy when he was one of the first guys that they automatically picked up and brought into the fold dito sa WWE. But I don't know about you, when Giovanni Vinci was repackaged, I couldn't help but think of Sylvain.
Mm. God, Jesus Christ. Nobody remembers Sylvain.
I remember Sylvain.
New supermodel Aaron, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So it's not to trash yung efforts nila to package him as a singles guy, but this was also during that time when a lot of the NXT superstars who were going by their either shoot names or their indie names were being given WWE names, diba? So when Fabian Aichner, which is his real name by the way, became Giovanni Vinci, sobrang naisip ko na, oh no, he's probably gonna be Sylvain. And ito yung kinakatakot ko because Sylvain also moved to SmackDown and became a supermodel, and then about a year later he was gone.
But Sylvain wasn't like Giovanni Vinci. We didn't know that. He wasn't known to be a really good singles wrestler.
I guess. I will say na yung style of wrestling ni Vinci kind of didn't mesh with Gunther's style.
Kasi I suppose.
Very flashy siya, diba? And Gunther's no nonsense. Like he's very King's Road.
Maybe that's why. I don't know. But it's not going to be nothing because remember, a lot of people didn't get picked on TV.
Yeah.
And they went out of their way to show that Vinci was headed to SmackDown.
Right.
Right?
I mean, yeah, that's got to count for something. So, yun, abangan na susunod na kabanata ni Giovanni Vinci because clearly both of us have some form of investment in this guy. And, you know, he's one of those talents na still someone to watch out for, even though Vinci has been with WWE for 8 years. Same as Noam Dar. Like a lot of these guys who WWE picked up in the Cruiserweight Classic, Cedric Alexander, diba? Another one, Tozawa. All of these guys have been with the company for 8 years. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Noam Dar, diba? So, okay din yung ROI ni Triple H sa Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah, I mean,
he did get a lot of people signed.
Not a lot of them stayed for the long haul, but a lot of those guys are very much part of the fabric today.
The original batch of the Cruiserweight Classic and 205 Live, they really went a long way.
That's true. You know, I wish we could say the same for sina Rich Swann, sina Brian Kendrick, even TJP, but that batch was a murderer's row of wrestlers.
Okay?
With one of them making his way to Manila in a few weeks' time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, pala.
Zack Sabre Jr. was part of that.
We totally forget. I
don't know if you saw this comment on the Dexcon Decada announcement na ZSJ was the big import coming in. But someone said, uy, ito yung nasa Cruiserweight Classic ng 2016. Clearly, this is appealing to some people who don't watch anything outside of WWE but seem somehow remember the Cruiserweight Classic and this dude who made it to the semis.
God, some rando who made it to the semis.
Sino tong Zack Sabre Jr.? Uy, pangalan niya nasa Royal Rumble. Remember that?
Yeah. So... That's a trip, but I guess that counts for something.
Yeah, we should probably ask ZSJ about that, particularly yung Royal Rumble 2017, but they had all of the names of the wrestlers in WWE at the time, and then his name was curiously among the names dun sa parang moving poster or whatever it was.
Yeah,
it was weird. We should ask him that when we get to talk to him. All right, that's going to do it for the Wrestling Podcast post show. If you have any other stuff you want to talk about, you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and on TikTok. And then individually naman, it is at RowisWar, at Chino Supersize, at EML underscore Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, and at underscore Stan C. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. And on behalf of Ro Moran, Emil Nate, Chino Liao, and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast, out. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.